Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorist Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open. We're live.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Boom. Lines are open.
1-833-703-0424. You know the rules. Fuck you. Call us. Got a story to tell us? Fuck you. Call us.
Get it in there.
Let us know.
Let's hear it.
We want to hear it.
Sunday night, Cosmic Channels, couple beers, couple stories.
Might be a Sunday night, week one drop off, boys. Warning you ahead of time. It's a big night.
Oh, but yeah, big football night. I'm getting murdered in our ATT fantasy football. It's 1 week. Week one, I'm looking. I tripped out the gate.
Yeah, what happened to all the insiders info you had, buddy?
Still there.
Insider was full of shit.
That's fair.
Was full of shit.
Yeah, my insiders blew it too. Don't worry.
Yeah, insider fucked me over big time.
So all right.
It's been kind of tough.
Let's bring in our first caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey there, boys. It's me, Henry.
Henry.
Calling from Northern California, land of the El Nasties.
Hell yeah, Henry. Henry, welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a while. How you guys been?
Been keeping on, man.
Pretty good.
What do you got for us tonight?
I just wanted to call in and talk about the Fermi paradox with you guys. I feel like I vaguely remember you guys talking about it on a case file, but I don't remember if you actually have a dedicated case file on it.
No, never dedicated. It just come up. It's one of the many reasons they say we don't find ETs.
Yeah, and I just wanted to talk about it because it's really interesting how, you know, the odds that there isn't life out there is literally astronomical, and yet we're the aliens. And so that just kind of goes and throws me down the rabbit hole of, you know, there's so much stuff on it in terms of, you know, the whole different tiers of civilizations, like tier one, two, and three, and how we still aren't even a tier one, which is kind of wild to think about.
Is that harnessing your planet or harnessing your sun? No, harnessing your planet's tier one, right?
Tier one is tier one. Yeah. Planet is tier one, star is tier two, and then I can't remember what tier three is, but tier three is like crazy shit. So I just wanted to talk about if you guys thought, you know, we've had so much time, so statistically speaking, we should have seen something by now, because, you know, they've ran numbers on, let's say, if we built like generation spacecraft and we were able to, you know, last 1,000 years in a ship, you know, where we're supporting a colony of people in a ship for 1,000 years. If we were able to travel 1,000 years at a time, we'd be able to colonize like our local area, like our galaxy, in 2 million years. And there's been a whole lot more time before us that compared to how long we've been around. So it just doesn't make sense why we haven't ran into anything until you get into the filters. And so I wanted to ask you guys if you think we've already overcome, you know, that potential barrier, or if it's a matter of we've hit it several times and we've been reset, and that might tie into, you know, ancient civilizations and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, the two things that I always think about when I'm like, when we're talking about the Fermi paradox and stuff, is the first one to me is that there's always the chance, however minuscule it is, that we're first out the gate, right? Where it's like, you know, we don't, you know, it seems like it shouldn't be, but there has to be a first, right? There has to be a someone paving the way. And there is always that chance, even however minuscule it is, that it could be potentially us. And we're the first ones out the gate, the furthest ahead, you know, intelligent life. The other one is that I always liked is that there are many other civilizations out there, but they know better than to broadcast their whereabouts in the universe. Because, you know, we're shooting all these messages out into space and radio signals and probes that lead back to us. And we're ringing phones out in the universe, and we have not even a care to who might answer.
Yeah, when are we going to run into Space Hitler?
Space Hitler.
A good way to put it. But going off of that, because I was thinking about the whole, you know, is there a tier three civilization wiping out anybody that gets close? I'd almost think that instead of just, you know, mass genocide whenever a civilization is progressing too much, that they make contact in some form and actually feed, you know, like false information to slow down or hinder their progress. Because, you know, from a standpoint of just staying powerful, it seems more efficient to just, you know, kind of keep an eye on them instead of just obliterating them.
Well, what you wouldn't even need to obliterate if we're, you know, we're like a 0.5 civilization.
7.3, yeah, like 0.73. I think,
yeah. So if you had a tier three god civilization and they could alter the fabric of reality and, you know, harness all the power of the galaxy, we wouldn't need, like, we'd be nothing. You know, there'd be no reason. Mm-hmm. So when people say like, oh, why haven't we found them yet? Maybe like we say like, oh, you can colonize the whole galaxy in 2 million years, but that's like that's if like you figure out how to put like us as organisms through space for long term. Maybe that just doesn't work. Maybe like you just can't. So maybe like we're bound to the solar system. Like we can jump a planet or two, but maybe there's just no way that we live. Maybe you'd have to the panspermia, like you have to seed life on another planet and like start it all over again.
And that's how it is for everybody else, pretty much.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a great theory. Like, yeah, like the great filter. Are we about to hit it? Have we hit it before? Do we get so powerful or like so advanced, and then either through cataclysm or just our own errors, or like, I don't know, it could be just health wise, virus or something. We just get reset.
And there could be numerous like filters that are, you know, you could level. You could say like, you know, an imperfect society and your society collapses, right? Like we've seen like Rome and stuff where they just have a complete societal collapse. Stuff like those could be filters as well, that and hurdles that civilizations have to jump through until you kind of get all the pieces right to keep going, right? And it's basically the cards are stacked against you the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Anyways, yeah. Hey, man, thanks for starting the show off with the great theory. That's awesome.
That's a great call, man.
You're welcome, guys. Hope you guys have a good night. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Henry. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh. Look. Okay, are you guys hearing the sound?
No.
What the fuck, man? It's crazy. It's just fucking sound. It's driving me nuts. Something's going on in the studio. Driving me bonkers.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like one of those notifications from like when someone subscribes to Twitch or YouTube or something. But I guess it's only in my ears.
I can't hear nothing, man. So it's on your end then, I'm assuming?
Oh, is it that one where it's like diddling?
Yeah, that one. You know the one.
Yeah. So what you're probably doing on, you're probably hooked up somewhere on Restream right now. Do you have Restream open anywhere?
Yeah.
I guess everybody else can hear it. I can't hear it.
I can't hear it. I just know what he's talking about.
I can't hear it either.
Because I was streaming on Restream a while ago, and then when when I reopened my Twitch, like every single follower that's ever followed me, it just went through the motions. And I was like, this is so fucking annoying.
I'm closing. See what happens. See if that makes a difference. All right, we got another caller. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Preston. I'm calling from New York.
Hell yeah.
The real New York, not the city.
Gotcha.
I got a story. It's not Bigfoot. It's not aliens.
All good.
It's creepy. I guess it's more on par with a mongoose story.
Okay.
Nice.
But we were probably about six of us. This is like 2008. I was like 15 or so. We were walking the railroad tracks because it was summer vacation. I don't know, what do you guys have in Canada? Do you have summer vacation or they call it summer holiday?
We call it winter vacation.
Yeah.
Winter vacation. Okay. But all right. We were, we were walking the railroad tracks and we're like, let's go to Walmart or something. We were just palling around and there's an underpass under railroad tracks. There's a bridge. And there was a fire pit. We thought that was kind of interesting. And there's some graffiti, like 666 Satan, all that stuff on the bridge.
Classic.
So we kept walking, and yeah, we found a garbage bag.
Oh.
And we're like, it was kind of heavy. And being six, like teenage kids, we're like, all right, let's take it with us.
Why not?
We walked a little while. Yeah, we walked a little ways under a streetlight. There was a railroad tracks, like, I don't know, perpendicular to the road. And there was one streetlight, and I had a multi-tool, like a pocket knife. So we dug it open, and there was a cow tongue, I guess.
Ooh.
I don't really know if it was.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully it's a cow tongue.
I don't know. Yeah, well, it was long. It was probably, what, I don't know, 3-4 feet long. And at the end of it, it looked like a stomach or something, whatever was attached to the end. And there were these little, like, needles along the tongue. And it was, I remember the smell. It was horrible.
Oh.
Whatever it was, we Googled it later on. And we didn't have any smartphones or anything back then. We had to wait until we got to a computer. And apparently it's some kind of like Santeria, voodoo, cow tongue needles.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, shit. So you open the fucking Pandora's box of garbage bag yeah. fucking cow tongues.
Pandora's bag, garbage trash bag.
Yeah, man. Mm. Pandora's glass.
Yeah, it bag. Was Pandora's trash bag. But yeah, that was a fun experience, and I haven't walked the railroad tracks since.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you cursed? Have you had a series of misfortunate events? Anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. No more than the average person, I guess. All right. I don't know. I mean, how unlucky is the average person?
My question is this bag? Because, like, my immediate thought is this bag from, like, you said it's kind of under the underpass. Could someone throw that bag from above, like, to where it was?
It could, yeah, because there's a road above the railroad tracks, that underpass. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess somebody could have whipped it out the window.
What I'm going to lean towards, only because I've personally seen it as well, years and years and years ago, I had to work as, like, highways, and I would have to clean, like, the ditch lines and stuff, like what the criminals do in the States. I did for a job.
For a summer job.
A lot of times, what I would find is, like, hunters who would bring their game back to their house, and they'd gut it and skin it there, throw it in trash bags, and then they just, like, dump it, like illegal dumping, just throw it in the past. So you'd go to grab this just garbage bag and you'd be like, what the hell? And then it's like, you know, sometimes the bags fall apart and you're like, it's just full of guts. And you were like, it was so alarming to me. But I've seen that before. So, like, I really, you know, it goes like the tongue's kind of weird because I don't like, with the deer, you get rid of the head.
Yeah, but what about the voodoo needles?
Yeah, voodoo needles.
He's got voodoo needles in there, man.
That's what got me.
That's
like,
voodoo,
I don't,
bro.
There was, they looked like needles or nails or something. They were just lined up along the tongue.
That's Papa Shango, man. He's coming for you.
You know what? It's like, you know, other than that, a serial killer in the making.
Yeah, something weird.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if where I'm from, no news of any serial killers, as far as I'm aware.
It's a good serial killer, then.
Good one.
Yeah.
But
you were lucky.
Unless he just hasn't been caught yet. Yeah, I don't know. But that's my story.
Voodoo. Voodoo bag of.
No, it's fucking creepy.
Voodoo, you got some tongue.
Yeah. Pandora's garbage bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that area, any kind of like folklore of like practicing witches or like that kind of thing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you always hear like, oh, you know, there's a kind of a Wiccan community in the area or anything like that.
You always hear that? There is something you hear on a regular basis.
There is a Wiccan community not too far.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's a gated community.
A gated Wiccan community.
A gated community. Oh, you know what the fucking evil.
They're up to some evil shit.
They're open in the summer too. The public can go in. They have like stuff. You know, they've got a stage there. They have people come and do, I don't know, different things. But anyway, yeah, there's a little, I don't know if you can call it Wiccan. There's a lot of mediums and stuff there, but
it's a spiritual.
A lot of people say they're
supernatural community.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Sure.
Or just a bunch of con artists, you know. Go get your fortune told. I don't know.
Well, if you hear another story about this, then you got a serial killer.
Yeah.
It shows up on the news one day. You're like, I know what's going
attention.
On.
Like, oh, that's that one guy, the cow tongue guy.
But, the cow tongue killer, man.
Boom.
Yeah, the
cow tongue killer.
And if anyone else in the New York area has ever seen has fallen for the old good old bag of guts tricks, as Jay Voorhees in the chat says, let us know, like, if this is a common occurrence or if this is a...
We do have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of hunting and stuff, especially in our area. We have a lot of whitetail, and they're kind of a pest. So I wouldn't be surprised now that you said that. You know, like, it could be some kind of...
Oh, dude, it's a hunter who killed a whitetail, and he's trying to curse the rest of the population by voodooing the guts and the tongue. That's what's happening here.
Could be.
They are a nuisance. They eat everything and they smash into your vehicle.
Yeah, they are a nuisance.
Oh, the hunters?
Yeah.
The hunters, no.
Headhunters.
Awesome.
Some pretty sturdy hunters smashing into vehicles.
All right, thanks for the story, brother.
All right, yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Well, it's nighttime for me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's 6:45.
Close, right. Enough. Close enough.
It's night.
Hey.
The thought
close
counts.
Enough.
All right, man.
All right. See ya.
That noise was back. I heard it. Heard it again. I don't know.
It's the hoary.
Nothing's even open.
Afterlife trying to contact you. Getting better
it's
at
all,
it.
It's all the spirits subscribing on Twitch.
You've fucking been begging for this place to be cursed. It's obviously cursed.
Now I got a curse and now I hate it.
Yeah, you brought that shit on yourself.
Smartphones.
You got fucking texting you. You got cow tongues hanging up behind you there, buddy, with pins. You can see them. You're fucked.
You know, I'm going to chalk it up to most likely Hunter. The needles in the tongue, I'm like, that's weird. That's super fucking weird. I don't know why. But also, like you think you'd do something rather than throw in a garbage bag. It's like, obviously, maybe they fucked it up. Maybe it was voodoo practice. They're like, fuck, I fucked it up.
Chuck
in
it.
In the trash.
Yeah.
Chuck it off the highway. Just the garbage bag to me, like, I'm like, if you can do voodoo, like, what do you throw out your voodoo after? Is that what...
Well, I mean, if it had its desired effect, then you fucking toss it out. It's all good.
I guess so.
You don't need it anymore. Trash it. All right. What are you going to do with it? Mount it?
Simon, clean up the voodoo. And we're done with it.
All right, let's bring another caller.
The voodoo.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, yo, what's good? What's good? This is George Garcia from Miami. Fish King from the Discord. It's been a while. What's good with everybody?
Oh, welcome back, brother.
What's going on, Fish King?
Things are good, man. Things are good.
Awesome. So I have a really fucking awesome story for you guys.
Hell yeah.
I saw a UFO, and I was able to get some pretty goddamn badass footage of it. I don't know if you guys saw it. I sent it to you guys on Insta. But if there's another platform I can send it, that's a little bit easier. I can do that, too, because, you know, Discord kind of has that 15-second thing going on.
Email.
First off, send it to our email. alientheorists@gmail.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us without it getting lost in the... in the shuffle of messages coming in.
Yeah, would you? I could send it afterwards.
Yeah, send it.
All right, let me tell you about it.
Let's hear it.
All right. So it kind of matches because literally not too long before I was listening like a stream of you guys and I was like, oh man, it'd be so cool if I saw a UFO. And guess what the fuck happened? Anyway, so I'm basically dropping off my friend from wherever we were at. We were kind of just hanging out. And it was kind of like 8. And I kind of have a sunroof at the top of my car, and I'm letting him out. He's getting his stuff, you know, getting ready to skedaddle. And in the corner of my eye, it looked like a star dimmed. And I'm like, that's rather strange. But it looked like any other star in the sky, just a little bit brighter. I'd say it was actually more to the brightness of a planet, you know? You know the difference?
Sure.
And I kind of just stared at it for like a minute, suspiciously, like an idiot, thinking that it could actually be a UFO. Anyway, motherfucker started to move. And then, I don't want to blow the gun and freak out in front of my friend and look like a crazy person. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's a satellite or something like that, which it kind of looked like. And it was kind of just slowly cruising forward. But like I said, it looked just like any other star-like thing in the sky. It didn't look too crazy. Then it started to blink. And I'm like, okay, that's a little bit extra. Maybe it's a tumbling satellite, because I've seen those too. You
know, right.
They kind of spin around and they reflect. Then it completely shut off. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. I'm going to take out my phone. And then when I did it, it turned back on. But then it started getting brighter.
Oh, so shit.
Like, oh, shit. And now I'm freaking out. And it's like coming in my direction. And now it's literally just doing a bunch of random bullshit that makes absolutely no sense. Like completely switching its brightness up like a dimmer switch. And it shut off, turned back on, went over like my head. I'm looking at this thing through my phone too, and in the video I am freaking out. Like I'm squealing like an idiot. And it's honestly pretty embarrassing. Anyway, so I'm looking up at the sky, and then it literally stopped over my head, right? And it flashes me. And that's when my heart stopped. Because I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to make of what just happened. I don't know if the thing knew that I was watching it, or it's just a coincidence and my dumb monkey brain makes it want to sound like I'm special or something like that, but I like freaked out. And then it's, you know, once it stopped, then it kept going back east, right? And it turned off again. I freak out a little bit. Then it turned back on. Then it just kept going till you couldn't see it anymore. And it just kind of just, you know, got lost in the distance. But I was able to get a video of it doing all of that crazy different like changes in brightness. The only sucky part though, it is, you know, an iPhone. So
it's low,
overall
low light.
It's pretty garbage.
At least you had the state of mind to get your phone out and try and capture.
Yeah, no, it was pretty tough.
Hey, how long did it stop? How long did it stop seemingly over you?
Not very long, maybe like 5 seconds.
Just like it,
and then it just stopped, flashed,
kept going,
started going back.
Now just like a white light, looks like a star, you said, or a satellite, no other colors.
Yep, just straight white light. If it didn't move, or if I didn't like stare at it awkwardly, I would not have noticed, and I would not have basically wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, it would have been nothing special, but
yeah,
weird.
Until it started being weird.
Did it seem to move, like, as it started moving, did it seem to kind of go in, like a more or less predictable pattern, or did it shift a bit?
Oh, no, it was relatively predictable. I couldn't really tell what distance it was. I couldn't tell if it was, like, relatively close, and it was a small object, or really far away, and it was huge, or it was small with a big light. Really don't know. But it was pretty straight, just, you know, really weird shifting lights, and then stopped. And weird shifting lights, and it went back, so you physically couldn't see it anymore. Now,
and any
I live
changes
in
color?
And we're surrounded.
No, I said white.
Not kind
it was
of.
White, eh?
It was mostly white, but I don't know if that was my eyes playing tricks on me because it was kind of far and it was hard for my eyes to adjust at the light. But it looked like it sparkled a weird dingy green at one point that I'm not exactly 100% certain on that. But you'll see in the video, like, it's changing colors. Oh my God!
Right. Yeah.
But it wasn't like a running light or anything like that. You know, the airplane green and red.
Yep.
So you said its flight path was like, it wasn't direct. It went directly over you and then went back. Like it came from over the horizon to where it was, like above your head, and then back the way it came. Is that how you described it?
So it wasn't in the horizon. It was kind of already just kind of up there, like it would a normal star, and it just wasn't moving. Then it started moving, and I was like, maybe it was just at a weird angle, you know, before I started freaking out in front of my son.
Yeah,
but it went back the way it traveled, like it.
Yes, it went exactly back in the straight line.
Weird.
Until you couldn't see it anymore, or you said it just turned off and you disappeared?
No, it turned off, turned back on, but then it kind of stayed on and it just kept going till the light completely dimmed away and you couldn't see it anymore.
It's fucking UFO right there.
That's a bonafide. I can't wait to see that footage. I don't know how it, like I said, sometimes stuff like that gets lost in the shuffle of Instagram.
Yeah, it goes in and out.
We get tons of messages, so it's, if we don't see it right away, sometimes it gets pushed down the list pretty quick. So make sure to send that to alientheorists@gmail.com. I want to see that video.
Yeah, man.
I'll try to send it as soon as possible.
Hey, you should also submit the video to MUFON if you can.
100%.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's true. Or submit it to us. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we're the new MUFON.
We're taking over.
For new MUFON.
Awesome, brother. Hey, thanks for calling in, sharing that.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Y'all awesome.
All right, take it.
Happy 200.
Hey, thanks, man. Take care.
God damn, I'm jealous of every motherfucker that sees UFO before me.
I know.
Like, I just want to lay eyes on one where I'm just like, UFO, I got it. I'm so primed to see one, I'm ready.
Isn't it like, doesn't Canada get one of the most, like, exposure to UFO sightings? Isn't that, shouldn't we have seen one by now? Shouldn't we have fucking, like, what's going on?
We're too busy
here?
Podcasting, not keeping our eyes on the skies.
Yeah. Our eyes are on these screens.
I look at the fucking ground the entire time. I don't see anything. Just look down.
Anyways, let's bring in another caller.
Oh, wow. Lines are popping.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello?
You're live.
Oh, hey. How you guys doing?
Good, brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Gus. I'm from Southern California. I called, like, 2 years ago when you guys first started, or something like that. I had a story about when I was 15 or something.
One of the original shows.
Awesome. Yeah, I took a break. Sorry about that. Love you guys' channel. I've been listening since I was 18. So.
Oh, cheers, man.
Right on.
Welcome back.
But I have a. What are we talking about tonight?
We've moved to open format. So if you have a sighting or you have a theory, seen Bigfoot, anything weird, anything in the world of the weird, we want to hear it.
As long as you were awake when it happened.
Yeah, no dreams. If you didn't catch that.
I have something like that, but I woke up and I was with scars, but maybe I won't talk about that. I have a question though, if that's okay with you guys.
Questions are good.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys have any plans on doing like a pod trip next year or something? Because I'm from, like I said, I'm from California, and next year I plan on going to that one UFO landing pad in St. Paul, Alberta.
Oh yeah, St. Paul. Is it St. Paul?
Yeah, and I was wondering. Yeah, you guys talked about it on Case File like a while ago, and I just wanted to go next year. I was wondering if like you guys were planning a trip, maybe like some theorists and you guys would all meet up over there or something like that.
In Alberta?
I don't know if we're going to Alberta.
Brother, you want to stay where you're at? We'll come visit you in California. We don't want to go to Alberta.
Yeah.
We want to go where it's hot, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too hot over here, dude.
No, it's perfect.
We love it.
I'll take California over Alberta any day.
Yeah, if we do a pod trip, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be to Alberta.
we're not going to Alberta for pod trip.
Alberta's going to be a tough sell.
You guys never go to Vegas.
Vegas is on our, we would like to go on 2 pod trips a year, but obviously last couple of years have been not travel friendly. So hopefully next year we get a couple trips in.
Yeah.
And with conventions coming back next year, who knows? Everything's still up in the air.
Yep.
So the second we know, you'll know because it's going to be big plans.
We'll be screaming it.
Okay, if I could recommend somewhere to go, have you guys checked out the Alien Jerky Factory in Baker, California?
No. Alien Jerky?
No. Look
is the
it
jerky
up.
Made it's, of it's aliens, or is it like, made by aliens?
It's designed to be like made by aliens. They're opening like an alien-themed hotel next year, I think.
So is it human
like,
jerky?
Check it out. It's
what kind of jerk are we talking here, then?
Is it just like alien themed jerky?
I don't know. Check out the website.
It's You've really piqued cool. my interest, dude, but I need more details.
I'm picturing like a really dull gray jerky, like something
just gray meat.
Gray meat.
Nah, everyone loves gray meat.
Nah, dude, you guys should check it out. I think you guys would love it. And if you guys go there, I'll definitely meet you guys there. I'll buy you guys jerky, whatever. You
What'd
want.
You say? It's called. It's a Baker, California.
Baker, California. It's like alien fresh jerky or something like that.
It's like jerky seasoned in the flavor of like science fiction creatures. Like, wow, this Wookiee jerky is amazing. I'm like,
just different flavors.
Look up on, I could send it to your guys' Instagram if you guys want.
Sir, there's like xenomorph fucking jerky, and it's just like ghost pepper jerky. It's just really fucking spicy.
Yeah.
it just melts your tongue.
They have all types of jerky. It's really cool though. It's a nice tourist attraction, but yeah, I would just, obviously, what was it?
Someone just sent it to us.
I went there with my
Instagram.
Family like last year, and it was amazing. But...
All right, well, we're gonna put it on the list then if we're in the area. I mean, yeah. that's right up our alley. I'll eat a little alien gray jerky. Why not?
There you go. I sent it to your Instagram, but yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to take too much of your guys' time. I'm pretty sure you guys are busy. So
no, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
I'll let you go.
Welcome back to the show. Tell your friends.
Oh, no problem, man. Of course. Okay. You guys have a great
All
time.
Right. Talk to you.
Bye. Cheers, brother.
Alien jerky. Cool.
I'm hungry for jerky.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm a big fan of beef jerky.
Big bag of gray.
Yeah, but it's alien jerky, dude. It's not beef jerky.
Yeah.
This one, they encourage you to eat the silica packet.
Yeah.
You almost have to probably to get to digest
That's
it.
That's the seasoning. You open it up and just sprinkle it on the alien jerky.
Oh, shit.
Straight to the emerge.
Yeah.
Man, the lines are popping. And the caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a far call.
New Zealand.
I think that's only the second person from New Zealand ever to call, so thank you very much.
Hey, yeah, I've been trying to call through for a while. It's been like 8 months since I saw this thing. I wanted to tell you guys about it.
Let's hear it.
So about 8 months ago, I saw this thing. I guess it was like a UFO, but I can't explain it. So
try your best.
I'm not sure what it was. So I live in Wellington in New Zealand, and I live right on the sea. And it's at the bottom of the sort of peninsula. And it's made up of a heap of bays as you come into the harbour of Wellington. And like beyond that is just like the sea and then the South Island. So at that point, the only way I could get my son to sleep was to drive him around and around the bays in like one giant loop.
Right.
So we were driving. I think I actually was listening to you guys on a podcast. And there was like a huge moon, and it was shining a huge light on like the sea from one direction. And as I came around like a bit called Breaker Bay, there was just what I thought was a helicopter at first. It was a really big white light, and then it had two smaller lights underneath it, and I was like, oh wow, that's just like flying really low. And also not on the flight path, because the airport sort of dissects through the peninsula, and it's got like really clear flight paths, and you can see like the airplanes coming in and out from different directions.
Right.
And I went to stop the car, but there was nowhere sort of to stop, and it's like you get penguins and stuff, so it's not really a safe place to stop, especially with a baby in the car.
Penguins?
That's
awesome.
Penguins?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you just get penguins, just like penguin crossing.
It's fun. New Zealand, only in New Zealand.
I'm thinking these
penguins are dangerous. They're going to mug you when you get out of your car.
Maybe they're the ones like from Batman Returns with the
rough neighborhood,
fucking missiles on the back and stuff.
I was like, that's either a gremlin or a penguin, and I'm not quite sure, but they both something.
Oh, fuck.
So yeah, I was like, wow, that's a massive helicopter. And it was like, I'd say 200 meters over the water, and it was in the middle of the water. Like, you can see the other landmass on the other side as you come into the harbor. And there's like I've done that loop over and over and over again. And there's lighthouses on the other side, but they're so small. And I've seen like the light that they cast, and it's just nothing like that. And then about 2 days later, I realized that I saw a helicopter. And as I was looking at it, I was like, that thing made no noise. It was silent, and it was like not moving. It was dead still, and it was silent. And as I came around another bend, it had just gone. It was massive, and it had just gone. And I keep doing that. Like, I still drive my son around that way now, and I'm like trying to sort of fathom what it might have been. But for the life of me, like, I mean, we live on the sea, so you see, like, you know, ship's masts, you see buoys with lights on them, you see, like, aircraft coming in and out. I've not seen anything like that, and I've lived here for like 3 years.
Weird.
It was just the oddest.
Yeah,
it was so odd.
So just like a giant.
So you said it was one big light and then two smaller lights on each side?
Yeah, it was like one like circular, well, I guess it looked circular, white light, and then it had two smaller circular white lights sort of underneath it. And I noticed that it was casting, because like I said, there was a big moon, and it was sort of casting a huge light on the water, and it was also casting a light on the water. It was low enough, and it was just, I mean, it was literally, it was there, and then it was gone, and it was just silent. And I know I've heard other guys call in about seeing things that they thought were helicopters, and then being like, wait, what?
Right.
But yeah, that's what I saw. And I still, for the life of me, just can't explain it.
So it was there and gone.
And it stuck with you.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, around that coastline, there's an old military base from the Second World War. Mm. And we go like hiking up around there. And we did our first hike sort of the spring. And I realized from that vantage point that the landmass is actually, it's where it would have been is actually over open sea, because it's sort of from where you're driving, it looks like the landmass is closer, but it's actually not. It's already opened up to the channel, to the Cook Strait. So it was like, yeah, it was over open water. Where it was.
And I'm guessing it was too far away. Didn't hear any sound, no noise or anything like that.
It was literally about 200 meters above the water, and it was silent, and it was huge.
Crazy.
I mean, it was big. Ooh. And I was like, I was just like, oh. And I think I was like so tired, because it was quite late, and I was taking the boy around and around. And I was just like, what in the is that? I can't. And as I came around the bend, it had just gone. And I mean, I even like, I, you know, where you like look up, like, where could it have gone? And it wasn't anywhere. I mean, I was thinking like, if it was, you know, one of the lighthouses, it'd have come around again. If it was a helicopter taking off in another direction, I'd have seen it.
Or heard it. Yeah.
Do you know the date or anything?
The date. It was literally about 8 months ago, like to the day. I mean, I've been obsessing about it slightly. My husband thinks I've gone off off the deep end.
No, he's like, something.
He's like, oh yeah, that thing you saw. And I'm like, no, seriously, like, I don't know what it was.
Well, I can imagine your frustration, because if you think you've seen something of the scale, well, if you've seen something to the scale of what you said, you know, it changes everything a little bit if it is what you think it is, right? So
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always like believed in something else, and there's nowhere, like, even scientifically we can be alone. There's like, it's, you know. But I've never claimed to have seen anything. I've had like some spooky, like, sort of experiences with I guess, what could be like construed as ghosts. Again, I wouldn't go as far as saying, oh yes, that was definitely a ghost. I've never, like, I'm quite scientific as a person, like, and I also used to do flying lessons in small aircraft, and so I'm kind of, it's just one thing I just can't get my head around what it was.
Yeah.
And since I've heard you guys had call-ins about that sort of a thing before, and I've never heard from New Zealand, I thought I'd let you guys know.
No, that's a
right on.
That's a great sighting. Like it seemed like only 200 meters off the water. I mean, that's pretty low and it's pretty visible. And then it was just gone.
It was so low.
Yeah, I don't know what it could be.
It was so low. And I couldn't make out any details specifically. It was literally just the light. It was just it's an odd one.
Yeah, definitely.
But if anyone listening has seen anything similar, that would be awesome.
So about eight months ago, January, February kind of time.
Yeah,
January, February, south, lower, what'd you say, Wellington? So North Island, but at the Southern Peninsula.
Yeah.
Cool.
So North Island, very, very, like the southmost part of the peninsula, yeah.
Right, so you take the ferry from there to the South Island? Or? Is it ferry? There's no bridge, right? It's pretty far, right?
No. You've got to like sail 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in and telling that story. That's a great UFO sighting right there.
Hi, no worries. And keep up the good work. You guys are awesome.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you.
That's a pretty big UFO, pretty close to the water that just kind of disappeared.
Well, what I was thinking right away is transmedium, right? It disappeared because it went under.
Oh, shit. Silently just submerged?
Yeah, right? Ooh. That's what I was thinking. That's what popped into my head, right? It just went under the water, right? So it's kind of what I was thinking. If you're in New Zealand in that area and you've seen something like that, let us know. Let's connect some dots.
Hell yeah. All right, let's bring another caller in.
Holy shit. Lines are popping tonight.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello, this is Preston from Iowa.
Preston, thanks for the call.
Two Prestons tonight.
So, I'm also PGZ on Discord.
Oh, shit.
I got kind of I don't know if it's a ghost or demon sighting or whatever you want to call it.
Perfect.
Kind of has me shivering now thinking about it again. But this happened January of 2015. And it's not a dream, but it did happen at night in bed.
All right. Thanks for clarifying.
I was laying there, shortly after I just got married to my wife, and I was laying there in bed and just kind of tossed and turned and couldn't get to sleep. So I rolled over and was kind of looking at my wife, and over the top of my wife, the only way I can describe it, like, it was sitting, like, on the other side of her, right off the bed. It was, like, a giant, kind of, a minotaur head with red eyes. Like, if I could draw, I would draw, I wish I could draw it, because it's crystal clear in my head from what I've seen. And so I stared at it for probably 3 minutes or so, just trying to wrap my head around what I was seeing and if it was real. Rolled over, kind of rubbed my eyes, kind of looked out the window, was like, no, I'm for sure, like, awake. Rolled back over, and it was still there, like, still staring right over top of my wife. I woke my wife up and was like, hey, do you, like, fucking see this? And she, of course, didn't see nothing. And at that point in my life, I was a bit religious. And so I rolled back over and just started praying anything I could think of, just all out. And then eventually I just stopped looking at it and woke up, and that was it.
Wait, you woke up? I thought you weren't sleeping.
Wait a minute. It's not a dream. I got it, like,
Okay. Okay.
And whatever.
Why didn't you? Then why didn't you get the fuck out of there?
Run
dude.
Away.
Oh, we moved. We moved like 3 weeks later.
Smart.
Yeah, but why did we you stay in bed? I would have been like, all right, let's go. There's a Motel 6 down the road. This place is fucking haunted. I got Baphomet staring at me while I'm trying to sleep. Like, no.
It was a time where, you know, not a lot of money.
It's fair.
It's a, you got nowhere else to go.
I'll sleep outside.
Stay there with that thing and just hope it doesn't get you.
So you pretty much, you woke up, rolled over, you see pretty much a Balrog with flaming red eyes.
I haven't fallen asleep yet. Like, I haven't fallen asleep yet. This is, my wife had passed out. I was still laying there tossing and turning, trying to sleep. And rolled over and saw this thing, and I rubbed my eyes, and I woke up, and I was awake for sure when I saw this thing. Like, no doubt about it.
Damn.
And it was there for a while, sounds like, too.
Yeah, it was there for a while until I was like, nothing. I just was praying, and I was eventually, I just stopped looking over because I knew it was either still there or it was gone, and nothing I could do in the moment could really change it.
So it didn't seem to move. It was just kind of stationary, just like standing there.
Yeah, it was kind of stationary, just sitting there. About, I would say, like a foot or two off of the bed on her side. And like just like up to it, about the bottom of its chin, which would be kind of staring over top of her.
Did you try and talk to it?
Yeah,
I'd be like, listen, dude.
Take her.
You can take her. It's fine. I'll turn around. I'm not going to look at it. Just, yeah. You know, just take her the fuck away. We whatever just you got to do. You just.
Yeah. The return policy. You can take her back.
You can take her back. You're insinuating your wife's from hell.
Yeah, probably.
That's fair.
Oh shit, you're in the doghouse if she listens to this one.
That's funny.
Oh, she doesn't listen.
Perfect.
All right, well, your secret's safe with us.
That's
buddy.
Fucked.
We won't snitch you out.
Yeah, but yeah, congrats on 200. I've been listening since episode 4, so.
Oh, OG.
Congrats on 200.
An OGP.
Thanks for sticking through the tough ones.
Yeah. Toughing through it.
But yeah, I have some other sightings I'll call in later with, so.
Right on.
Sounds good, man. Bye. Well, the sirens almost came out, but just seemed like a weird.
Dream police pulled up.
Passed the sniff test.
Yeah, police pulled up.
That's the thing, though.
Rolled down the window, took a look, but hey, it's okay.
Hey, this is a warning. We'll let you off with a warning this time.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
License and registration.
Yeah. Just like that, another caller.
All right, keep moving.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, this is Chris from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Woo. You want to hear some good stories?
Some ghost stories? Hell yeah.
Oh, I thought he said good stories. Oh. I thought he was just throwing some shade at everyone else.
No, bad stories.
Bad stories about good ghosts.
But, so, in New Jersey, give you a little backstory. It's on Indian Burial Ground. So, Andrew, I know you like that shit.
Paranormally activated.
Get the Ouija board out.
And then a last suicide in the house that I was living in.
Oh, no.
But, so I was sleeping in the basement at this point, and, this is where the guy committed suicide and all that stuff. And, so I'm sleeping there. I'm not asleep. I'm just laying in bed watching TV because I know you hate dream shit.
We don't hate it. We just don't allow it.
We hate it.
No. It isn't dream fucking at all. It's stinks. Not dream at all. But, so I'm watching TV in the basement where the guy committed suicide, and I had these shutters.
What could go wrong?
Not shutters, but it's like a wardrobe that has like these like shutter type situations.
Okay.
But there's no air circulation in the room at all, and these shutters.
That sounds safe.
Yeah. Got a fan going.
And it was, I don't know. All right, I think I'm embarrassing myself.
No.
No,
you're good, man.
No, continue, brother. Oh, what?
No.
Oh, call back. Call back. Don't answer another call until this guy calls back. You're not embarrassing yourself. That was spooky as hell.
You can't tell us that you had a spooky story about in a basement with a suicide.
I got, I got barrel, you know, native burial grounds. I got fucking suicides, and I got a basement, and I got a wardrobe, bro. That's scarier than any Scooby-Doo episode
basement,
I've ever seen.
Wardrobe and low airflow. This is setting up for a sinister story.
It's like creepy.
I mean, hey, wait, come to think about it.
I might have to end the channels after this.
Don't call back.
Forever.
Forever. That might do it. You can't tease us like that.
Tease us with a story like that.
This is a safe place unless you want to talk about your fucking dreams.
That's it. That's the only rule.
It's a safe place. Tell us your scary stories. The rule.
Okay, well, let's see. We got another caller. They'll redeem the last caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Don't hang up.
This is William from Nick. Oh, I'm not.
Good.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
All right. William?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. What do you got for us tonight?
All right.
Wait, where are you from?
Oh, I live in upstate New York, but I'm originally from Oklahoma. And this
I knew it.
Oklahoma's where
you knew it, Dan?
It's like, sounds like an Oklahoman. I was like, Oklahoman. Got it.
Oklahoma.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Nothing wrong with that. No. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's an Oklahoma accent. I was like, yeah, it's Oklahoma.
Got it.
Oh, shit. So, I got a couple ghost stories. They're super short, so I won't keep on too long. One happened when I was about, let's see here. It was about 16, so about 13 years ago. I was out at my, I was kind of drinking, but I wasn't drunk. So I kind of knew where I was at. Fair. I was out at my kinfolk cemetery. It's Copeland Cemetery, and it's a little town called Salisaw, Oklahoma. And pretty much, me and my brothers were out there. We were, you know, checking up on the cemetery. I don't know why at night. We were drinking. And
what were you checking up?
Yeah, still dead.
That's my family cemetery. Where all my kinfolk
making sure everything's where you left. Everything's where you put it.
Yeah, we were just we're making sure all the skeletons are still in the closet. So
smart. Hey, there you go.
But we were down there, and have you ever seen the Blair Witch Project?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of runny noses and shaky cams.
Yeah. So you know those stick figures that were, you know, hanging up in trees and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we were down there and we were checking around and stuff like that, which our cemetery is buried right on the lake. It's called Lake King Killer. And
King Killer?
Which is ten Killer?
Ten Killer.
Oh, Tin Killer.
Lake Usurper.
The reason why that lake, what's that?
It's a Lake Usurper.
Yeah.
King Killer.
So the reason why the Lake King Killer is called that is because 10 people got killed in a rafting accident down there. They called it like Tin Killer after that.
Tin Killer.
Oh, Kin. No, Kin. K-I-N Killer?
Yeah, start. Yeah, not Kin Killer. My bad.
No.
That makes sense.
Yep.
So, anyways, we were out there checking around, and we actually ran across a couple of them stick figures actually hung up in our trees around where our kinfolk was buried at. And we were wondering what the hell was going on. We figured some people were coming out there, you know, partying at night, trying to vandalize some of the burial grounds and stuff like that. But
getting lit and making stick figures.
What's that?
So getting drunk and making stick figures, sons of bitches.
Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense. You know, it's kind of like a disrespect. But we were out there, we were checking stuff around. And, you know, we didn't see no vehicles out there because it's probably about a mile and a half back into the woods. So, which is like I said, it's like right on the lake. So we were out there, we were checking around, making sure nobody was messing around and stuff like that. The gate was locked and stuff. And come to find out, you know, these figures, we went to check on them after, you know, to take them down and stuff like that. And after we took them down, we took them back to our vehicles. And we went to take them back to our house, and we were going to just throw them in our bonfire that we had after we got done making sure everything was checked. Well, that was big mistake number one.
Mm.
So after we went back there, and for some damn reason, it didn't happen to nobody else. It just happened to me, because I asked my brothers about, you know, hey, have you experienced anything or nothing like that? Well, I was married at the time, and I was in my apartment. I just got off work, come home, and my apartment, we had this field in the back, and that's where we had the bonfire. I'm not a very religious person, but my ex-wife, I'm divorced now, my ex-wife was, and she had these crosses and, you know, the Bible and stuff like that, all, you know, in our room on her side of the bed and stuff like that. And the crosses we had hanging up on the wall on her side, of course, and it wasn't hanging on the wall, it was laying right on her pillow. And she wasn't home. She's a CNA, and she was at work, working the night shift. I was wondering, I was like, well, maybe she took it down and, you know, for some damn reason, and laid it there on the bed. So I hung it back up on the wall and went to work the next day and came back, and the cross was in the same spot again. So I call her while she's on lunch. I'm like, hey, did you put this on the bed? And she's like, no. I didn't even touch that. It should be hanging on the wall where I put it. And I was like, well, there's something going on over here. I mean, I was at work and nothing was, like, I haven't been home.
Mm-hmm.
Later that night, you know, whenever I got off the phone with her, I was laying in their bed, I wasn't asleep. I was, you know, it was no dream, nothing like that. The bathroom light came on. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? You know, I was thinking, okay, maybe someone's snuck into the house somehow. I went and checked out everything. I'm prior service, so I have PTSD really bad. And I went and checked around, make sure nobody was around the house, cleared the house and stuff like that. And I went and laid back down in bed. I was like, maybe it's an electrical issue. You know, maybe there's some kind of something going on. Trying to debunk it before I jump to conclusions. And, well, I went and laid back in bed, and about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, the damn shower came on, and I was like,
"No."
Well, you know what? I'm just gonna go sleep out in my truck for the rest of the night. You can have this fucking house.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna step foot back in there, because I'm like, I was like, why would the shower come on? I know the light came on earlier. But maybe that was just something. But the shower, there's no freaking way, because you know how they have the two knobs in the bottom. Well, some showers have two knobs in the bottom where you have to turn them on.
Yep.
Well, there's no physical way to turn that on if nobody's in the house besides you. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just, you know, I'm going to leave it be. And needless to say, after that, she got freaked out and she thought I'd did something of the such, and it come back. We probably not even a week later, we were still in the house, of course. Remember them little figurines I was telling you about?
Yep.
No.
Well, one of them ended up on the couch.
No!
No!
Why?
One of them was on the fucking
why?
Couch.
Fuck out. Get out.
I don't want to know about this.
I left my ex-wife. Well, that's the reason why I'm divorced. Because she divorced me immediately after that.
Scared.
She signed the divorce papers like possessed.
Yes. She is like, well, I mean,
it's unfortunate. I'm not very divorced, but I'm like,
I don't understand it. And it bothered me. And to this day, it still bothers me. I live 25 hours from there now. I haven't had any issues.
It's not far enough. That is not far enough away from that.
Gotta jump borders. Gotta get out of there.
Dude, did you turn it off when the shower came on? Did you turn the shower off?
Let the house flood.
No, I left.
Fuck that shit.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, let the water run.
Just let it run out. Just fuck it.
Well, I also want to know, is it hot water? Is it cold water?
Listen, hold on a second. Hold on. Seriously, though.
All I'm saying is, I wasn't going in the shower to turn it off because I was going to get probed by some damn demon.
It's fair.
No, dude, listen, though, like, do you know of any like family curses or anything like that? Because they were putting these things on your family's graves. Like, was that an old family house? Like, motherfucker, something's out to get that. Like, that's terrifying.
That's
dude.
Terrifying.
It was terrifying. I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. It bothered me. It's bothered me to this day. I've never told nobody besides asking my brothers what's going on. You know, if they had any experiences, they've never experienced anything like that.
Oh,
and
man,
whenever I
up.
Brought up to them that about that little stick figure coming back in the house, and they said, well, it's going to either happen one or two ways. Either you're going to try to get rid of it again, or it's going to follow you around. Well, this time I didn't mess with it. I, like I said, I'm not a religious person. I don't really believe in that stuff because I feel like there's something more out there than what's being said or what's being showed. So, I mean, it's hard for me to believe something like that. But I took it to a, it's not a voodoo person. It's more of, I guess, a medium.
Sure.
I guess you could say.
Yep.
I guess you could say it something like that, a medium. And, you know, they did some kind of, whatever you want to call it, ritual, whatever it is, to try to clear it from my life and try to put it away from me, I guess you could say. And I haven't had any issues since.
But exercise that day, those demons.
Well, that not. Yeah. Yeah. It, that bothered me for about, well, up until, it still bothers me. And
yeah. You got that person's card?
Of course.
You got that person's card? I want that shit on speed dial just in case.
You've told me and it now bothers me.
Yeah.
That is terrifying, bro.
I don't even want to see some wood now. Even sticks, get the fuck away from me. I don't trust them.
Yeah. So it's more of a... I wouldn't call it...
Another reason for Andrew not to go in the forest. Like, Bigfoot. Fucking Blair
Witch. I'm not even going outside. I'm not even going to go outside.
The thing about that is not even 2 years later, I have a big family. So I have 5 brothers and 3 sisters. And my oldest brother, I went out with him to my father's side. The Copeland Cemetery was my mother's side of the kinfolk that was buried out there. There was another one. It's called Black Jack Cemetery, which is about 35 minutes from where I was living. I went out with my oldest brother one night. And I know this was hard for me to believe at the time. And this is hard for me to take in. But we found this, it looked like a stick, just a regular old stick, but it turned out to be a kind of like, I don't know, I guess you could say it was like a native stick. It was more of like something the medicine man would carry.
Like a, around. Like a staff?
Something like that, yeah.
Like carved, kind of carved?
It looked like something like Gandalf would put. It looked like something Gandalf would use,
gotcha.
Pretty much.
You shall not pass. So
my oldest brother, he was pretty drunk and I was a designated driver. And he decided to just pick up the stick and break it in half and throw it in the woods. And, you know, we weren't thinking nothing of it, thinking, oh, you know, it's just a stick, yada, yada, yada. And then from out of nowhere, I just seen bolting to the vehicle, ready to get the hell out of there. Like, we were in S10, so we had these back windows, and I was too fucking scared to open the door. And he was jumping in the back trying to crawl through the little small-ass window, and this guy was overly the size to crawl through that back window. And he was like, he opened the window and he told me to just go, fucking go, fucking go. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? Why are you running for? He's like, I don't fucking know, but something was chasing me out of the fucking woods. I was just taking a piss. I had to fucking run. So we bolted out of the cemetery. And, you know, we were thinking, because it was on a dirt road, we were thinking, okay, we were just kicking up rocks because we were bolting out of there fast enough. But when we get to the back of this, you know, out of the cemetery, we have to get out and close the gate because we don't want no trespassers to go in there. And we get out and we were closing the gate. We went back to look at the glare of the taillights. Could glare far enough in there to see the bed of the truck. Well, that bed of the truck was full of rocks. Like someone was throwing rocks at us while we were driving out of there, trying to keep us from, you know, trying to get us, scare us enough to keep us out of the cemetery. Thinking, you know, and we were thinking, okay, well, that's hard to believe that it was some kind of entity doing that, because it would have to take multiple ones to do it. We were thinking it was just a bunch of kids out there trying to scare somebody. Well, the next day we have this good people that lived out there right outside the gates of the cemetery. You know, they were kind of like the upkeeps,
yep,
of the cemetery to mow the yard and mow the lawn and stuff like that. We talked to them. We're like, hey, you know, do you know anything about this cemetery before my kinfolk was buried out there? And they're like, well, you realize this was a native area, right? Because we lived in a county called Sequoia County. So that was kind of like Cherokee County, all this stuff where a lot of Native Americans were buried at. You know, we went through the Trail of Tears and stuff like that throughout there. And a lot of Native Americans were buried out there whenever they passed and whatnot. So we sat down and we talked to this older gentleman. He was like, yeah, man, we've seen Native Americans look like spirits out here in this cemetery area, even though there's not Native Americans out here buried. And if you get, you know, if you see something that looks out of the ordinary, you don't need to touch it, because if you do, it'll curse you pretty much. Because, well, that we were like, okay, so whatever. It was kind of hard to believe. I mean, so we went out there that evening again and went back out there, and that native stick that was broke, my brother broke and threw out in the woods, was in the exact same spot, not broken, and it acted like nothing ever happened. And we were trying to figure out, well, how the hell did this stick get there? And it was, I mean, I could have my brother call and he could clarify with y'all about, he'd have a better touch about it, because like I said, I was in the truck scared shitless, and this is from what, you know, he was pissing his pants while he was running from getting chased by something. Fuck. And that bothered me to this day about him breaking that native stick and then going back out there that next evening after being told the story about native burial grounds or Native Americans passing away, and then seeing that stick in the same spot, not broken.
Yeah, it's... Nope.
But...
Nope.
Yeah,
but if you want some time, we can meet up in Oklahoma and I could take you there.
Nope. Hell no.
Thank you.
Are you kidding?
Hell nope.
First stick I see, why I'm not? Fucking out of that place. See ya.
Hey, Andrew, all I gotta do is just get you some Jack. You'll be fine.
A little Jack, yeah.
Honestly, if there was a prize for Cosmic Channel's scariest story, you won it tonight. Like,
yeah, that was terrifying, dude.
Well,
nope, you can't sleep now.
It's good to tell the story, but it's hard to live with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I bet, dude. Probably feels good to be able to tell people about it, though. Get it out, purge it.
Get it out. Agreed. All right, brother. We're going a little long here, so we got to start wrapping this one up. But so final thoughts on that.
My final thoughts is, don't go out in the woods alone.
Yeah, smart.
And if you see something, don't touch it. If you think it's awkward, so.
Everything could be cursed. Don't touch. Look, don't touch.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I go outside, my hands are in my pockets. I'm not touching shit.
Fair. All right, man. That's going to be last call of the night.
All right, guys. I appreciate y'all answering. Y'all keep up. Congratulations on the 200. And Dan, that was a very, very touching moment you said on the...
That was an awesome moment.
Drudgery.
Fucking drudgery.
But yeah, I can't wait to hear some more of y'all's conspiracies. I got a couple myself, but I'll let y'all go. I'll give y'all a call whenever y'all have it again.
Call back another time. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Put that guy at the top of the list next time he calls. That's a beauty.
That was fun. that was terrifying.
Terrifying
story.
That was terrifying, man. But it was good. He's a good storyteller, too. Yeah. Like, that was terrifying. Yeah,
set the tone.
Yeah, man. I need to learn from that.
I would have pissed myself if I saw that stick. If the shower went off.
I peed a little bit just hearing about
it.
I hate it. Next Cosmic Channels is Sunday, September 26th.
Call in. Fuck you, call us. We'll be here.
Fuck you, call us.
I know we got calls on the line, but eventually you got to end the show, so save them for the next one.
Yeah, and get that guy to call back. Hey, man, if you're listening, call back. Finish that story.
Yeah, you didn't embarrass yourself at all. No, you're just getting into it.
Listen, hook, line, I embarrass myself every time we do this. Every time we record something, I say something stupid. So
we all embarrass ourselves on a regular basis. Don't worry about it. It's fun. It's all fun. There's no judgment here. We just like having fun hearing the story. So
we're all dummies, dude. Call us.
All right, that's it for this week. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.